Blog Talk Radio.
Your Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. God, on tonight, I pray that you use me, God, for your glory, that your name may get every ounce of the glory, God. I don't want the glory. I don't deserve the glory, God. I just ask that you use me, God. Use me however you see fit on tonight, God, to be a blessing unto your people. In your name, in the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to take the time to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from John chapter 20, verse 19. That's John chapter 20, verse 19 from the NIV. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the adored Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." With major cities on lockdown and some choosing to self-quarantine, there are a lot of people all across the country stuck in the house due to the coronavirus. But is corona really the reason for the lockdown? You know I like to make you think on Prolific Fire, but is corona really the reason for the lockdown? Because before corona, there was West Nile. Y'all remember that? Before corona, there was West Nile. And before West Nile, there was HIV and AIDS. And at the root of all of it was one word. And at the root of all of it was one word, fear. That's why tonight's message is entitled, Sick and Tired of This Fear. Again, tonight's message is Sick and Tired of This Fear. Sick and Tired of This Fear. Turning everyday sensible Americans into hoarders. And online merchants that you used to be able to jump online and purchase stuff from is turning online merchants into opportunists. Sick and tired of this fear, turning an otherwise powerful country into an out of control, self-called pandemic in itself, and the news, the media, social media included, buying into it. The same way we as parents tell our kids they are not the names they're being called. Hello, America, as a whole, neighbors, friends, and family, near and far, north, south, east, and west, listen to me. You are not a virus. That might seem like a strange statement, but it's an on-point statement for everything that's going on right now. You are not a virus. So if you want something to get in your system that won't make you sick, get that in your system. So if you want something to get in your system that won't make you sick, get that in your system. You are not the coronavirus. You are not corona. You are not COVID. You are not COVID-19, whatever we're calling it for today, because it seems like the name and the hashtags change every day. But you are not the coronavirus. You're not corona. You're not COVID-19 or whatever. You are still you. I know to somebody that may seem like a simple little statement that's not important, but somebody, you need to hear that. I feel like I need to tell somebody, you are still you, because you don't feel like yourself now that you're locked away in your home, quarantined to prevent the spreading of something you didn't even see coming. And I think that's what irritates you the most, is that they got you punished, locked away in your home, quarantined, to prevent the spreading of something that you didn't even see coming. You didn't see it coming, as most didn't see it coming. This thing just hit you out of the blue and totally disrupted your life. So now you feel cornered, pressured on every side, because you can't go out and do the things you want to do. You feel cornered, pressured on every side because you can't go out and do the things you want to do. Remember, the Bible says we are pressed on every side by troubles. We are pressed on every side by troubles because God didn't ever say we wouldn't have troubles. He just said that he would be with us. So, therefore, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9 from the New Living Translation. In other words, there's victory after this. For those of you thinking it's the end of the world, because I saw that on social media, somebody said the world is ending. The world is not ending. There's victory after this. We are not destroyed because there's victory after this, life after this. We have not been abandoned. God is with us. For somebody else, God knows you're having cabin fever. He knows you. He knows you're having cabin fever. You're tired of being closed in. He knows how bad it irritates you. It just irritates you to the core. He knows how bad it irritates you not being able to get up and go. Because some of you, that's all you do. You get up and go. And not being able to get up and go, not being able to do what you want to do is really irritating. But God says, through this shutdown, through this quarantine season, he is straining your flesh. Oh, yes, you may not want to hear that, but it's the truth. God says, through this shutdown, through this quarantine season, he is straining your flesh from now on. When he says, sit down, you will sit down. When he says, say nothing, close your mouth, you will do it. He will get full obedience out of you this time. Somebody will get full obedience out of you this time. Overall, you're still you, though. Looks like you're just suffering some growing pains. Looks like you're just suffering some much-needed growing pains for your own personal spiritual growth, which is good. It doesn't feel good, but it's good in the long run. And in addition to what God is doing through this, man has imposed some needed safety precautions on you. Man has imposed some needed safety precautions on you, like wash your hands. Boy, that still seems strange to me to have to tell grown folks to wash your hands. I understand having to tell children to wash your hands, but come on, grown folks. Look like we don't need reminders to wash our hands. But man has imposed some much-needed safety precautions on you, like wash your hands, practice social distancing. Do it, but have no fear attached to what you're doing. Do it, but have no fear attached to what you're doing. The 1 John 4:18, NIV. Fear involves torment, and God would not have his children tormented through all of this. God would not have his children tormented through all of this, meaning he don't want you to worry through all of this. He don't want you losing sleep over this. He does not want you to experience any part of being tormented. Not through all of this. Your faith tested? Yes, of course your faith is going to be tested. But tormented physically, emotionally, mentally, no, 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 that's not of God. Think of it like this. You washed your hands before Corona. I'm trusting that you did. You washed your hands before Corona. Just step up your game and wash them even more now. What's the problem? You washed your hands before Corona. Just step up your game and wash them even more now. If you're like me, you like people. You don't want your space crowded either. So just tell them, you can stay, but give me 6 feet. That's right. Practice the current laws of the land. But don't fear, because this too shall pass. Practice the current laws of the land. But don't fear, because this too shall pass. Beloved, don't you know if you fear at a time like this, it's going to end up keeping you locked in to the situation long after it's officially been declared over. Don't you know if you fear in this season, in this time right now, it's going to keep you locked in to the situation long after it's officially been declared over. People still fearing something that's officially over coming than you know. People still fearing something that's officially over is more common than you know, especially an adult still fearing, still having fear issues over something that happened in their childhood. It's officially over, but for them, is still very real, very relevant in their mind. Therefore, they're still going through it. And this is no different with Corona. When it's officially over, if you get locked into the fear now, for you, it will still be very real. Like I said, that type of thing is more common than you might realize. They get locked into the fear of it. And so for them, in their mind at least, the situation is still very much a real thing. It's that kind of trauma I see taking place for some. It's that kind of trauma that I see taking place for some, even after Corona has officially been disarmed, taken down, and things are supposedly back to normal. Because it's going to happen. Trauma I see taking place for some, not everybody, but for some, after Corona has officially been disarmed, taken down, and things are supposedly back to normal. For some of you, it would be so easy as pie for you to go back to your old routine. There would be an easy transition for some of you. But for some others of you, it won't be that easy. It won't be that easy. Some of you, you will still fear, still question the safety of your environment, your surroundings. And just like Jesus had to show Thomas proof of his existence and what he had been through, those of you still fearing after Corona's demise would need to see proof because the fear of it has made you paranoid. Because the fear of it has made you paranoid. And in a way, I think the fear of this situation is more deadly than the situation itself with fear over this situation. That's what fear does. Fear will make you paranoid. Fear will cripple you if you let it. It will make you paranoid. It will cripple you if you let it. If you indulge in it instead of in faith, if you indulge in fear instead of indulging in faith, which is another reason, I'm so sick and tired of this fear. It does too much to the mind. It does too much to the mind, to the emotions. It just does the most. Anyways, let's get into tonight's foundational text. Because you are not the first to be locked up in a house because of the fear of something, what it would do, if spread it, etc. For us here in America, is the coronavirus, or is it? Like I said, I like to make you think. But in tonight's foundational text, Jesus' disciples had an unhealthy fear of the Jews and what they would do to them, especially since it was rumored abroad that they had stole Jesus' body. The disciples feared that a search would be made after them, and they would be the ones apprehended and brought into trouble on that account. So they went on lockdown in the house, hiding from the Jews, from the fear of the Jews. But what I love about it all, and what I'm trying to get each of you to see on tonight, is this. Even though fear was in the air, fear had a strong presence in the air, much like it does right now in the midst of this coronavirus situation. Even though fear had a strong presence in the air, Jesus still showed up and spoke peace. He still showed up and spoke that peace be with them. Even though they were locked up in the house, Jesus still showed up, no key needed. He showed up and spoke that peace be with them. Notice in the text, pay close attention to the text. Again, the foundational text is just one scripture, John 20:19. Read it for yourself in your spare time. Notice in the text, and when you read it for yourself, you will notice in the text that Jesus never told the disciples that the Jews weren't a threat. He never told them that the Jews weren't a threat. All he said was, peace be with you. Now I'm not telling you the coronavirus is not a threat. So follow the laws of the land in this season. So follow the laws of the land in this season. But what I am saying to you is peace be with you. Jesus' peace be with you. The peace of God be with you. The blood of Jesus over you, your family, and your neighborhood. Have no fear but peace. Have no fear but peace. Jesus' peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The blood of Jesus is covering you. So this plague, known as COVID-19, it shall pass you and your house, your neighbors and their houses over. In the name of Jesus, amen. This concludes tonight's message. If during this quarantine shutdown, hear me, if during this quarantine shutdown, you don't know Jesus, but you desire to, repeat after me. Father God, I have sinned against you. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, that I may seek you and find you. Tonight, I make Jesus the Lord of my life. I make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. I believe in who he is. I repent. Therefore, I repent and I receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email propertystacy@prolificfire.com. That's propertystacy@prolificfire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a prayer request that's unrelated to what the message was about, what the Lord just brought forth for us tonight, because you should have received that by faith. If your prayer request is unrelated to that, then go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. That's all you have to do, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. Or the Cash App is a dollar symbol and Prolific Fire written all together. The P in Prolific is capital, and the F in Fire is capital, written all together. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Property States, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can DM me on either one of those. People do all the time. That's just fine. If you need to do that, please reach out. Also, check out ProlificFire.com. Everything that I name and more can be done on the website, ProlificFire.com. Well, be sure to join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pate, for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time of prayer and encouragement coming up this Friday night. So if you don't get your prayer request in for whatever reason, be sure to join us back here on Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you called on tonight. Thank you. The number is 347-426-3782. Then join me, and she will be sharing a lesson in faith. How I look forward to her faith lessons. Every time she brings one, it's powerful. So you don't want to miss it. If your faith needs to be boosted, then this is your opportunity for that. If your faith is lacking during everything that we're going through, that we're experiencing right now as a whole, because we're in this together, then you need to be a part of this and get your faith boosted. You need this faith lesson from the woman of faith herself. So be sure to join us. I'm coming to the phone line. Thank God. Be the glory.